service of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. I'm not worthy to be here, but you can make me worthy, Lord. We pray for all the ones that are here, and there's a lot of brothers and sisters that are sick, Lord. By your stripes, they are healed. Just bless our little class today. I ask all these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Sorry, I drive my truck, and even in the summer, with the air conditioner, I always keep a sore throat, so I might have to have a bad news there or something.
That's fine.
I did it one time on angels, and there's so many quotes and scriptures on angels. So I'm going to do angels and demons. So let's go to Revelation chapter 12. Chapter 7 says, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out of that. The old serpent called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world, he was cast out onto the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So we're in a battle every day, so the fight is here now. It's not in heaven anymore. So, what is an angel? I got a lot of quotes. I'm going to read a lot of quotes on angels. Right? And Baum and Gilliam, Brother Brenner says, what is an angel? A messenger. He said, get the dictionary and find out what an angel means. Some of them heavenly angels, some of them earthly messengers that God dwells in to bring his earthly message. And these are angels, these are messengers, angels of the Lord. Messengers to you, and they're standing there with their hands out to do, obey what God says. Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. It has to happen. And the greatest battle ever fought, Brother Burma said. Now here the Bible comes right back and tells us here that God sends forth angels, glory. What are they? Ministering spirits. God ministering spirits. Sent where? From the presence of God. What to do? To minister his word. Amen. You're not to minister some kind of theology, some denominational group, but to minister his word. This is ministering spirits sent for. How do we know they are? The Bible said that the word of the Lord came to the prophets. Is that right? These angel ministers. God's servant Job. See the plan how God wants to redeem us. When we left Eden, it was a beautiful pair there in the Garden of Eden that loved their little sweetheart and the husband. And then by failing, God just brings us right back again through redemption. To redeem us right back to our region again. We're not taking us back to angels. So we're going back. And you all go in this restaurants and hear that old squeaky juice boxes or everywhere you call it squeaking. A bright angel waits for me. Nonsense. If you beloved wife is gone or somebody, she waits for you there as a human being, immortal. God made angels, but he made us man. He made us humans. He ain't redeemed us back to angels. He's redeemed us back to where we was in the first place. Human beings, eating, drinking, you see. When God himself was made flesh and dwelt among us. He became kinfolk to the human race. That's right. The only way it could be. When God was made flesh here among us, he became kinfolk, not to angels, but to human beings. He never came in the form of an angel, but he humiliated himself and stripped himself from all his heavenly glories and come down and was kinfolk with man in order to fulfill the law of the kinsman redeemer. I got some more, but I just want to take a break.
Okay.
We went to Brother Joseph's Green Camp meeting, and we really had a good time, and we felt like you say you didn't have any atmosphere. Mm-hmm. We didn't want to come down, but it's all right, we had to come back.
Right.
And we saw Brother John and Sister Maya over there. Now they're sweet people. Could you imagine having spend a million years with them? They're so nice.
Yeah.
You know. I'm going to sing a song so it'll probably be heard. Like that song says, this world is not my home, I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels have me on heaven's open door. Said, I can't feel at home in this world anymore. I don't feel at home anymore.
Yeah.
I want to get out of here.
Right, right. That's right.
Moses commission. And we without a leader are helpless, and Christ our leader is our leader, and God was Moses' leader, though he sent an angel to lead him. I send my angel before thee to keep thee in the way, to bring thee to the place which I had promised. The angel was to be his leader. The angel performed the miracles. Moses never performed any miracles. The angel of God and Moses performed the miracles. You see what I mean? The angel of the Lord was with him. The angel led them perform the miracles. Now God has always, by all men, through the scriptures, through all the ages, has ordained angels to guide the people. There was Moses, there was Daniel, and how many more we could say all the way. I found a quote too where Brother Graham says, when Moses was going to Egypt, what he said too that he was going to take over, you know, and with his wife support and a donkey. He said, I don't think it's a scripture, but he said, there must have been 10,000 angels with him, water, in the desert.
Amen.
So, I thought that was pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The ministry of Christ. God may send many angels. All of us have guardian angels, the children of God, Jesus said. Take heed that you despise not these little ones, for the angels always behold my Father's face which is in heaven. That's true. Be careful what you do against Christian's sake. It would be better to be drowned in the sea with a rock around your neck than to bring even an offense to them, to one of them. Be careful. The restoration of Lazarus. God always sends his warning just before the coming of the Jesus. He sent an angel down out of heaven by the name of Gabriel. No minor angel comes. My, yeah. You see, angels, everyone has a guardian angel according to the scriptures, Jesus said. Their angels always behold my Father's face which is in heaven. Well, there's false angels too, just like there's false spirits and so forth. But a true angel of God would always point you to Jesus. Yes, sir. Paul said, if an angel from heaven will come preaching any other gospel than that which you already heard, let him be accursed. Is that right? So watch what the angel teaches. If it is bringing along in the gospel, sound and doctrine and everything according to the Bible, then believe it. So God always sends angelic beings to warn the world. I believe that there are angelic beings on earth today and are warning the world of judgment to come. He said, I could go a little bit on the flying saucers, but we're not going to go today. But we all have guardian angels, like, I don't know, 20, 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. I had this lady hit me head on, and the only place that was, that wasn't all wrecked, everything was wrecked was where I was sitting. So, and I was telling my boss that, he says, he was up in a ladder cleaning the gutters or something, and there was his wife left, and there was nobody to hold the ladder. That's, never get up on the ladder unless you got somebody to hold it for you. And he said, I can do this, I can do this. Please, and start reaching way up there, and the ladder started going down. Nothing will stop him. And he said he saw a guy with a red coat on, and he stopped the ladder, and he got up. And then he got out and looked for the guy. He could never find him. Mm. And nobody knew he was there. So even people in denominations know that there is angels.
Amen. Yeah. That's right.
See, the first time angels ever sang at a celebration was in heaven, but the first time they ever sang on earth was to shepherds at the birth of God Emmanuel on earth. First human beings ever heard an angel sing was humble shepherds. And we know that every time that the crucified Christ is accepted, there's a new birth, there's a newborn sheep, there's singing in heaven by the angels over one sinner that repents. The angels sing again.
Yes.
Position in Christ. But being that he was God, then there must be something to worship him, because he loved worship. And his own being created creatures to worship him. Now, temporary, let's hit it again, temporary. Now we won't go through the whole thing, but you'll get it on tape. But then because that he was God, he made angels, and angels worship him. Angels still worship him, while the angels that stand in the presence of God have six wings. They carry two over their face, two over their feet, and fly with two in his presence, crying day and night, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. That's what the scripture says. They worship him. Now they've created something to worship him. Brother Graham said there's no such thing as women angels in the Bible.
Right.
And they all show them with wings and everything. But I guess the wings is true because you said this one.
Yes, that's right.
The inflammable of God's word, our promise is hooked between God and Christ. And we're between them with the angels. He said he will give his angels charge over thee, and the angels of God are encamping. Encamp it about those who fear him. And all up and down, when we're making this foundation, climbing each day higher and higher, each day brings me one round higher and higher. As I move up, up, anything happens, if I fall along the road or something happens to me, there's a great host of angels standing there to pick me up. Come on, we're marching on to Zion. And if on the road something is done, testing and trying, your trial, child training, as you go along, remember, his angels will bear you up. Angels to comfort you, angels to give you faith, angels to move you along. God's got a host of angels all up and down the ladder. And the angels of God are with us to minister spirits, blessing to us, and to help us along the road and encourage us as we see the hill of Zion on site.
Got it.
Sorry, one more break.
Go ahead, Brother Joe.
I like to go around and drive around with all this signs that some of them churches had. One said, make prayer your steering wheel, not your spare tire, because prayer does work. I had this guy at my work at the same thing as Brother Boyd, and I prayed for him. He said he hasn't heard anymore. I don't know if he passed past it, or, you know, or it's not moving or what. And he said, keep praying for me. So I keep praying. They go on work, he doesn't complain anymore. So, I don't know. Another one said, life is like a grain of sand, but eternal life is like the sea shore. Mm-hmm. Another said, our life, a lifeguard can walk on water. I saw it in this church over here. Now we know we are saved by grace. God has us on a little string tied up, and by the way, he said the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He's waiting on you. So we do commit a sin, which Brother Brown said, we sin every day, right?
Right.
So when we sin, God cuts a little string off, okay? And when you repent, God gets a little string and ties it up. What does that do? It brings you higher and higher and higher, closer to God.
Mm-hmm.
So,
What was the first one?
Yeah.
The first one you did, what was the first
one?
Reread the first one, please.
Reread the first
one.
Oh, about making prayer, your stand will?
Which
one?
Yeah, that one won't hurt either. Reread. Reread it. You read it.
The first one?
Yeah.
Okay. Make prayer your steering wheel, not your spare tire. Unless you don't have a spare tire. You don't have a spare tire.
Okay.
You're in trouble if you don't have a spare
okay.
tire. What's the only one? Questions and answers. See, Satan was the original archangel of God. He once dwelled in heaven. He was once the greatest person in heaven. Heaven outside of God. He was God's right-hand man to fellowship, and he got puffed up. You all get puffed up once in a while. God's right. I don't know how to deal with this. I got to talk about the other guy too, so I don't want to get too ahead on that. The other, talk about the other guy.
Yeah.
And sin did not start on earth. Sin started in heaven. Lucifer, the devil, was a condemned creature for his disobedience before he ever struck the earth. Sin began in heaven, where God put the angels and so forth upon the same basis that he put human beings' knowledge, the tree of knowledge, the tree of life, and the tree of knowledge where man could take his choice. And when Lucifer was given the preeminence to make his choices, he wanted something better than God had. That started the whole trouble. Ephesians church 8. Now each one of these churches, according to the scriptures, there had an angel, and the angel was, how many knows what an angel means, a messenger, and there was seven angels to the seven church churches. I don't want to go into that, but right away, going on that, so. There's a lot of angels. I mean, my concordance is full of angels. I mean, I can't. Angel.
Right.
Angels to the seven churches, meaning seven messengers. Now, and there was stars in his hand, and his hands, these seven stars that was to reflect the light of his presence in the day of the night, that we are living as the stars reflect the sun to the earth. Makes it light so we can walk and get around at nighttime. That same man that I have got here, I know by revelation that they were angels to the church. They had the ministry, these did at the beginning, and their ministry cannot change it, must stay Pentecost all the way through. So now instead of an angel out there keeping them away from this tree, it's out there driving them around to this tree. The angel that the church is to every person. Bring them back to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the tree of life that stands in the paradise of God. Let's go to Genesis. Page Let's go to Genesis 3, 1 through 4. Now we're going to change it a little bit. We're going to go back and forth. Now the serpent was more subtle than any of the beasts of the field which the Lord... Okay, chapter 3, verse 1. Okay. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord had made. And he said unto the women, yeah, and God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. Now notice that God said he made the beast.
Right.
He made it, so if he made it, you can get rid of him any time you want, right?
Yeah.
Yes. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but if the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. So what is the devil's weapon to make us disbelieve the word or change it to fit him? Scofield goes into a little bit. He said, Eve is a type of the church as a bride of Christ. The serpent in his Edenic form is not to be thought of as a written reptile that is the effect of the curse. The creature who lent itself to Satan might have been the most beautiful as it was the most subtle, a creature less than man. Traces of that beauty remain despite the curse. Every movement of the serpent is graceful and many species are beautiful color. In the serpent, Satan was first appeared as an angel of light. Everybody thinks that Satan's a big old ugly guy with horns, but they said that he was one of the most beautiful angels. And everybody's wearing all those tattoos and stuff. I saw this guy get off the pickup. He had shorts on, and he had a big old devil with horns like that, you know. But we don't worry about the people in the world. He's already got them. Now he's trying to get us. So we have to learn the tactics of the enemy. Which way is he coming?
Right.
You know, the devil can use anybody. He has to use somebody to... Well, let me read what the devil is, okay? In demonology, Brother Brown says, now the first thing, what is the demon? You may hear so many people talking about a demon. Well, now a demon, devil, all comes from one word in the English language. It's called tormentor. So does the Satan use people to torment us? Probably. So we gotta learn the tactics of the enemy, you know, so we can, if he comes and tries to get you with something, but sorry, I'm the karate guy. If he comes, you gotta be ready to block it, whatever is thrown at you, right?
That's right.
A fellow that torments is the devil, an evil one, he said. Now the Bible today is to most, too many people, is some old back book that grandpa and grandma read or something like that. There's not much to it. It's for the old folks and so forth. But that's wrong. It's for everybody, and demons or tormentors that torment us. Now there's demons that comes into the soul of a man, and that is psychology. That would be in. I say this though, the demon that comes into the soul is something that torments the soul. Many times you can see a person maybe of insanity. There may be yet a converted person filled with the Holy Spirit and yet be totally insane. See, that's right. That has nothing to do with the soul. It's a tormentor. See, something that torments them. Now all sickness we have, find out first of all that all sickness comes from the devil. God is not the author of sickness. No. Sickness comes from sickness? No. God sometimes permits Satan to put sickness on you, to whip you, bring you back to the house of God when you just disobey him. But sickness in the beginning come from devil. Could you imagine a person would believe that God, our Heavenly Father, would be the author of such a thing as sickness and death? Well, no. He is never, was never, will be. God permits death because of disobedience. God permits death. As one writer said, all that can do, God harnesses it to a buggy and pulls it into the presence of God and believer. But the word dead means separation. Jesus said, he that heareth my words and believeth on me that sent me hath everlasting life. And he said, I'm the resurrection life. He hath that believeth in me through. He was dead, he shall live, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. And we pack the bodies of each other over the saintness of our graves, but he shall never die.
Right.
Now, taking the subject of demonology, speaking about demons. Now, people, when you say demon, right away they begin to think, oh, some fanaticism or something. But demon is just as real as angels. And the devil is just as real, a real devil, as Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He's the devil. Heaven is just as real. And if there is no such thing as hell, there's no such thing as heaven. And there is an eternal blessed, eternal punishment, there's no eternal blessed. If there's no day, there's no night. But as sure as there's day, there's night. As sure there's a Christian, there's God. To be a hypocrite, as sure as there's somebody that's genuine from God, there's somebody to be impersonated, that's it. It's just a sickly pro and con, black and white, right on down through the life on everything. True and false everywhere. And there's a false gospel, there's a true gospel. There's a true baptism, there's a false baptism. There's a make-believe, and there's a real, there's a true American dollar, there's a false American dollar. There's a genuine Christian, and there's a genuine hypocrite, see? That's just impersonating, so you find that it all goes together. Now we can separate it. God lets the rain fall.
I was just going to mention something regarding the angels, if you don't mind. I was going to mention something regarding the angels, if you don't mind.
No, I need all the help I can.
I figured so. It was just interesting, because the Bible says that the angels are ministering spirits, right? And they called, Brother Branham many times called ministers angels, prophets or pastors, angels, and that's what the Bible says regarding the meaning of the word angel. It says in Strong's Concordance, in the New Testament, in the Greek, is the word angelos, which means to bring good tidings, a messenger, especially an angel, by implication, a pastor. A messenger, envoy, one who is sent, an angel, a messenger from God. So you notice that an angel sent from God, usually when they're asked, they always say, I come from the presence of the Lord. They're very humble. They're usually meek. They give God the glory. They give God the credit, right? So that's what, a true angel of God or a messenger,
right,
or a pastor or a minister, that's what they should be doing, is giving God the glory, showing that humility. Just wanted to throw that out, but also I thought it was interesting that the city of Los Angeles, that's the Spanish word of, which means the city of the angels.
The city of the angels. Yeah.
But originally that city, now it's very interesting because Sodom and Gomorrah had angels go to the to the city, and of course the city was destroyed. Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. But then, but originally that city was supposed to be called, it says the name Los Angeles comes from the Spanish language and it means the angels. The name is an abbreviation from the original name of the place. The original name is El Pueblo de Nuestra Señora la Reina de Los Ángeles del Río por Siuncula. Which means the town of Our Lady, the Queen of Angels, of the River Porciuncula. So it was originally, that was supposed to be called originally the Queen of the Angels, but then they renamed it Los Angeles. So
that's good. I never heard of that.
And of course, you know that Los Angeles is the capital of Hollywood and, yeah, and you know, yeah, movies, the music industry. It's huge there. So, which was the same thing was in Sodom and Gomorrah.
Right.
It's just filth.
Yeah.
Filth everywhere. Fallen angels.
Yeah.
And I just kind of thought that was interesting, just to throw that in there.
That was good. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, you may continue.
Let's go to Numbers 12.
Okay.
Oh, 12 start, Numbers 12 start at 1 through 10. And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Egyptian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, had the Lord, and he spoke only by Moses, had he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it now. And Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and to Miriam, come out ye three into the tabernacle of the congregation. And they three came out, and the Lord came down in the pillar of cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and I will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. With him I will speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And the simile of the Lord shall be behold. Wherefore then, were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? And the angel of the Lord was killed, kindled against them, and they parted, and the cloud departed from of the tabernacle. And behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow, and Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. So God doesn't bring sickness, like I said before, but Miriam needed a little whipping. Say, right. you don't mess with my prophet Moses. Okay. So
sure.
Ephesians 6:12, chapter 6, 12 through 17. Chapter 6, verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Therefore, having your loins girt about the truth, and having on that breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherefore you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. So you have to know what, you know, what's coming at you to, so you can be ready.
That's right, amen.
And the seal of God, brother, the seal of Satan is to reject the gospel or change it to feet his own way, like I said before.
Yes.
And Paul said, I am a prisoner of the Lord. Either you're a prisoner of Christ or you're a prisoner of the devil. So like I said, there's two sides. There's only two sides. So you got to choose which one you want to go. And Satan's, I got so much stuff that I'm not going to finish it. So I got to hit a few places.
Yeah.
And Satan's Eden 14, the Bible said, now then, let us look now to this great for a few minutes, this great sinful day that we are now living in. I don't believe there's ever was a day that I ever read in history. There's been greater days of persecution when the children of God was put to death on every hand. But to see the sickness of the enemy, we never had a day like this we're now living in. It's the most cunning, deceitful day. And when I see that, it brings this, that the Christian has to be more on his toes today than ever with any age.
Right. Amen.
Now back in the days of persecution of Rome to the church, a Christian made a mistake. He went into the arena, was fed to the lions or something like that. Then they found him not being a Christian for his testimony. But his soul was saved because he was a purely unadulterated believer in God and gladly sealed his testimony with his blood. And the veins that loose or holes in his body and the blood bled it out. He would scream up with real loyal faith and say, receive my spirit, Lord Jesus. But now the cunningness of the devil now makes the people believe that they are Christians when they are not. There is a thing you don't have to seal. It is more cunning than it would be that when you had to seal your life away with your testimony. The devil has set every cunning trap that he can to. He's the deceiver. And Jesus told us in Matthew 24 how this day would be that we're living in the most deceitful day ever lived. So close that he would deceive the very elect of God if it were possible for him to deceive. But Brother Bram said he would not deceive the bride. He would not deceive her.
That's right.
That's what Satan does. He perverts the nations. He perverts the church. He perverts the people. He's a deceiver and perverter of the original word. God made a man. He made a woman, and he dressed them different. And he meant for them to stay that way, to act that way. One is feminine and the other is masculine. He separated Adam in the Garden of Eden and did this separate Eve from him. Now they wear bangs. She cuts her hair like this, like his, and he tries to wear his like her. See, she wears his outside clothes and he wears her inside clothes. Well, stay away from that. Now that sounds sacrilegious, but I don't mean it that way, but it's absolute gospel truth. If you don't know it, then there's something wrong with you. You're either blind or never been on the street, and he thinks that is right. They're getting along somewhere. I've been hearing on the news where all these people that in the morning there might be a guy, in the afternoon there might be a girl. So you better tell them what they are, because they might get mad at you. You're this or that, I don't know what they call them, you know what I mean?
Z. Some of them don't want to be called he or she.
Right.
They have other pronouns.
Right.
For them, it's like hundreds of them now.
I'm staying away from that.
Z.
She, him, him.
No, this is the place that we want to go. Let's read Revelation 21:3-8. And I heard a great voice out of heaven, saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God with man, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is empty first of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abomination and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and adulterers, all liars shall have their part, and their life which burneth the fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And we know where the devil's going, right?
That's right.
Any comments? And I've still got 100 quotes up here.
We keep them still.
No question? Thank you. I can do about 3 or 4 more. Thanks. No. Just kind of.
All right. Thank you, Brother Jim.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Thank you.